brought out, given away, passed around, received back, tossed to the side once more, unopened all the way. Christmas is many things to many people, but sadly few open the gift of God. They don't see the importance of the child in the manger. And so I want to encourage us to open the gift and to receive Christ afresh. I want to remind us that there is something more to Christmas than all the things that we sometimes think and experience. Christmas time, we love to watch movies. It's not happening quite so much this year because somebody took them all up to Maud with her and we've not got them at home. Need to watch Netflix a bit more. One of our favourites, though, is The Grinch That Stole Christmas. And there's you probably know the fabulous Dr. Seuss story. There's one of the lines, one of my favourites. And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling, how could it be so? It came without ribbons, it came without tags, it came without packages, boxes, or bags. And he puzzled till his puzzler was sore. And then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. What if Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store? What if Christmas perhaps means a little bit more? And right there is an incredible thought for us. What if Christmas means a little bit more? Something more than the foods and the family fights. Something more than rushing around to find the right present. Something more than trying to find a smile when you open that same old gift from that same old granny that gives you the same gift over and over. Something more than the baubles and the trees, the parties and the fun, Santa and snowmen. Something more than waiting on the John Lewis advert just to see how good it is this year. I want to encourage us tonight in a few short minutes to think on the fact that there is something more to Christmas than all of that. For me, Christmas is about that gift spoken of in the clip a moment or two ago. Christmas is about God's gift of love to the world. It's about God breaking into human history in a very powerful and profound way. And there's a remarkable verse in the Bible, and you will all know it very well, I am sure. I've mentioned it just a few times in the past week or two. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Christmas is about a present. First thing tonight, Christmas is about a present, just not all of the gifts under our trees. We love to give and to receive gifts at this time of year. We spend a lot of time trying to find the right present, and then we spend a fortune in buying all of the other presents we need to buy as well. And it's good. It's good to share. It's good to bring a smile. It's good to bring some joy. It's good to be remembered. And we have been remembered. We have been remembered by God. And he made us, and he knows us, and he loves us, despite the fact that so often we pay him no attention at all. And he wants to give us a present. For God so loved the world that he gave. He gave. He loved us. The greatest present we could ever have was given to us over 2,000 years ago. God gave his gift of love to the world. He sent his own son, Jesus, to earth. Jesus left the glories of heaven and came to take on frail human flesh. He came to live as one of us. He came to feel what we feel. He came to suffer like we suffer. He came to be tempted like we are tempted. But guess what? Never once did he complain, and not once did he give in to temptation either. God showered his love on us that first Christmas as he sent his son to earth. The shepherds on the hillside that year were the first to hear the angel's message. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord, born to you, you. Isn't that an incredible thought? The shepherds heard the astounding news that this baby born in a stable, laid to sleep in a manger, was a gift for them. And it's a gift for us from a God who loves us. Christmas is about a person, just not Santa Claus, or you, or me for that matter. We tend to think of people, be surrounded by people at this time of the year, parties to attend, family get-togethers to get home for, trips with younger family members to see Santa and the reindeer, and it's all good. We also tend to get a little bit selfish at this time of year, though. It's all about me, what I want, when I want it, with whom I want. Christmas is much more than that, though. It is about another person. It's about God's Son, Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Over 2,000 years ago, a baby was born in Bethlehem. This birth had been predicted many years beforehand. People were looking forward to it, looking for a Messiah. It was planned by God. Prophecy was being fulfilled. This was God taking on frail human flesh and living among us. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, the Bible says. Jesus lived among us. He taught us about his Father in heaven. He showed us how to live life the way God intended. He shone light into darkness. He breathed life into that which was dead. Jesus was a real, live human being born into this world at a particular point in history. We determine our calendars by it. We celebrate Christmas because of his birth. The present from God was a person, his own dear son. That gift was given for a purpose, to fulfill a plan. So Christmas is thirdly about a purpose, just not the family get-together and the food. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Christmas is not just about sitting down with our families and enjoying plenty of food. There's something more to Christmas than that. God gave a present to us of a person for a purpose. And that purpose was so that we could be saved. You see, we were set to perish and to be punished. That verse tells us that there, God had made a perfect world. Everything was just right. He made us. But he gave us our own minds so that we could think for ourselves and act for ourselves, make our own decisions in life. And that's where things began to go just a little bit wrong. We began to ignore God. We began to do things contrary to his instructions for good living. And the Bible calls that sin. And before long, we'd forgotten all about God. We were left in all the debris that we had brought upon our own lives. And it started with one man and one woman in that first garden when sin entered the world. And it spread right down through the years. But amazingly, in that same garden when sin entered the world, God spoke of a plan, and the rest of the Bible shows us the outworking of that plan leading right up to Jesus entering the world that first Christmas, born as a babe, laid to sleep in an animal's feeding trough, for there was no room for them. He grew to be a man who showed us how to live life, pointed us back to our Father. Ultimately, though, despite living a perfect life, he died a criminal's death. He was crucified on a tree by sinful men, but not simply at their doing, but in order to fulfill God's plan and purpose. God knew that the only way to save us was for Jesus to take the punishment for our wrongdoing. Jesus died that we might live. Jesus died that we might be forgiven. Jesus died that we might enter heaven one day. God had a purpose, and the purpose of Christmas was for Jesus to come to earth in human form, and then to grow, to die on a cross, to save us, so that we would not perish, but have eternal life. Friends, the Grinch was right to ask, what if Christmas perhaps means just a little bit more? There is something more than the presents we share, the people we spend time with, the purpose we think is behind it all. Christmas is about God's present to us, his gift of love to the world. Christmas is about God's person, his Son, Jesus, the babe, born in a manger, who grew to be the Savior of the world. Christmas is about God's purpose to save us from our sin, to bring us life and life in all its fullness. Christmas reminds us of God's amazing love for us. Can I encourage us, each and every one, this Christmas, to consider that thought, that perhaps there is something more to Christmas than we have known so far. Go on, receive the gift, and open it. Let's pray. Loving God, we want to thank you for just that wonderful reminder this evening that you gave a gift of love to the world. And Lord, just as we watched that clip a moment or two ago, we smiled and we laughed at some of the antics and some of the things that happened and were said. And yet how sad to think that that present was passed around and around and around and around and never once received well or opened. Lord, would you allow us to receive well the gift that you have given to us? May you help us to receive the gift of your Son, our very Savior. This Christmas, may we be lost in wonder afresh at your gift of love to the world, that present, that person, and all for a purpose. Lord, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for your love for us that allowed him to come to this earth, that ultimately allowed him to die on a cross to save us. This Advent season, Father God, would you help us to rejoice in what Christmas is all about, not to get lost in the trappings of the world around us as we so easily and so often do. But Lord, help us intentionally this Advent season to look to you and on this Christmas morn to rejoice in your gift of love to the world. We thank you for your amazing grace. We thank you for your unfailing love. We thank you for your good gifts to us. Receive our praise this evening and continue with us, we ask, as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.